Hello, this is Asian A.
Asian A is in the building.
Hello, hello.
What's popping? It's me. I have arrived.
Welcome.
Hey, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. How y'all doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How did you spend your New Year?
I went to the studio, actually, and I just came home, really, like, meditated and really did some self-evaluating and stuff, like, you know, get myself ready for the next year. I ain't go out or nothing.
That's what's
the
up.
Right way. Responsible. Yeah. Self-care. Did y'all hear
I'm
that?
I'm trying to go up.
Hey, I ain't mad at that at all, Joe. Definitely, Joe. Hey.
I love that. Hey, very mature.
It's 21, she said. Definitely, man. Asian A, I definitely want my listeners to get to know you, man, and everything, because you're really on the move right now, man. You got that new joint called Jump with Erica Banks, which is dope.
Love it.
So, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was about to give you the full spill on myself.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, give it to me.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, Southside to be exact. I've always loved hip-hop. I've always loved music. I've always just loved the culture of African-Americans, just period. Mm-hmm. I just started recently doing music about 2 years ago because my brother sent me some beats. And I was just like, you know, let me try something new. And I started to write to him. And then I got in the studio, and from there it just was up. Like, the consistency with it, it just seemed like I found my purpose.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like to rap. I like to have fun. I like to, like I say, up it. I like to be a mermaid and live some spirit, you know?
Definitely, man. Who were some of your inspirations growing up?
Growing up, I loved R&B. So I would say Tank, I would say Jodeci, I would say Monica. On the hip hop rap, I like Ludacris, T.I. You know, I'm from Atlanta. Lil Wayne, Nicki for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I love that you said Ludacris. People do not give him his props enough for me. He's an integral part of music growing up for me. Understand.
To me, Luda gotta be in at least in. If he ain't in your top 10 lyricists, I don't know. I don't even know.
Do you know music?
He's so underrated, and like, especially when you're an Atlanta artist, or you know, and you come from the South and you don't mention Ludacris, it's like, wow, you know.
So. Yeah, man, I definitely hear that. So now go ahead, sir. Oh, well, I know that. I know Atlanta's been open, so. Mm-hmm. I think with the pandemic, I think it's staked in different forms, and it's been good for some people, but it's been bad for some people. How has the pandemic been for you?
The pandemic has actually been great for me. Very growing, learning experience. For one, I got signed during the pandemic. Mm. So shout out to my label, Breaking Off Records. Yeah, I got signed during the pandemic, so that was pretty good. On top of that, I just been working. At first, we were just in the studio a lot, shooting videos, content. And then after I started to release music, I just started getting booked like crazy in my city. So, you know, it's a great thing. But now at this point, it's like, all right, I done been in every club in Atlanta. I'm ready to travel. So
now let me ask you this. Do you think, and I feel like a lot of times, I always tell people this, the South has always been the underground ruler. And I say that from the 90s, whenever you're speaking on the, like, the Andre 3000s and a lot of the Atlanta guys out there, man. I think, and not just Atlanta, but the South in general. Do you think that, how do you take, whenever you look back at music or whatever, how do you look at the South?
I look at the South as a culture. Like, you know, like the West is different, the South is different. So I feel like that's really the two mainstreams where the music, like, stimulates from. So the South brings more of a hood, maybe a hood, a dance, or more of a turned up, slang type of lifestyle. So, like, only the type of music that's correlated in the South by these artists, including myself, could only be made here, you know. So that's a difference in the whole. And then on top of that, Atlanta's where all the music get break, pretty much. Like, that's where the clubs at, that's where the strip clubs at, and that's really where hip-hop and, like, rap music and female artists, for sure, are able to really be platformed and showcased.
Okay, I get that, man. Anything you want to ask us, Ruth?
I was going to say, so how has, you said the pandemic has been great for you and you've, like, you had content already ready. So how has social media played a role in your up and coming rise in music and your consistency as well?
So before the pandemic, to be honest, I wasn't into my analytics and all of that, the insights and all that stuff. I wasn't really into it. I didn't know anything about it. I was just posting upon what I like to post and what I thought people liked for me to post. Mm-hmm. But once I got signed and once I really started looking into my Instagram and to what like people like and like what my followers actually gravitate to, I had 60,000 followers when the pandemic started last February, March. Now I'm at 170,000. I mean, it works for me. I just feel like, and I feel like it could work for anybody, really. It's just knowing the crowd that you're going after and the audience and making sure that you're, you know, living on that, but still also being yourself, like being straight, authentic.
Well, and that's another thing, too. How do you balance between business and personal? And, mm-hmm. you know, because a lot of times we juggle with that because a lot of people think they know us personally because they're so into us on the business tip. They see us on Instagram and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they feel like, oh, yeah, I know you or whatever. So how do you juggle the personal and the business?
Well, see here, there's a few ways you can play it. But for me, I feel like my followers and my fan base and my supporters, they do know me personally. Now, I have a private life that's disclosed, you know what I mean? But yeah. mm-hmm. as far as what I allow them to show, I show personal too because I want people to relate. You know, it's some things that I done been through or some things that I rap about or just like connecting, having fun, just whatever the situation or the topic is, people can relate to it. And it can, you don't know who it'll help. You don't know who to help make somebody smile. So I try to be as transparent as possible as long as not invading my privacy, you know. Mm. So, I mean, I don't mind being personal. I'm just private about certain things.
Hey, you have the right to be. You have the right to be, man. Definitely. So, as far as just music, the music goes and everything. Now, Jump, is that the single? I know it's the single, but is that coming off an album or EP or anything?
It's coming off of a mixtape, but EP, we will have one this spring. I'm able to talk about it now. So we've been working on the project for a minute now. Right now, we're just finalizing everything and, you know, getting release dates and all that together. But yes, a project is on the way, and I'm super excited about it.
Now, I got a chance to check out the Jump record and everything, and I think it's very, very catchy. It's, you know, it's jumping it like water, and it's like, you know, it's I feel like it gravitates towards the women. It's a good strip club anthem, so I think it's really good.
Just catchy in general. Like jumping.
Thank you.
So who would you like to work with going into the future?
Going into the future, I would definitely like to collaborate with Nicki. I love Nicki Minaj. Also, Party Next Door. Also, Roddy Ricch. And Lil Baby. That's the top four on my list right now.
Okay.
That's what's up. I can see the Party Next Door. I can see that. That'd be like a really smooth collab, something different to spice it up for him.
Yeah. Which one?
Party Next Door.
Oh, yes. I love melodic music, too. Yeah.
I think that would be the rhymes and the way that you use the words. That's why I think that would be a really good matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Would you ever work with a different genre, like a Linkin Park or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love Maroon 5.
What about like a Diplo?
I love music, period.
Okay.
What about like a Diplo or a Skrillex?
I would try it. I don't know exactly what a Skrillex is. I won't lie, but I would definitely try disco EDM. Mm-hmm. Definitely EDM.
Waka Flocka's been real good in that EDM lane, so I think EDM. I like your flow, and I think your flow will match that. You get what I'm saying?
It definitely would.
Mm-hmm.
So, before we go, man, I want to ask you just a couple more questions and everything. Now, 21 is here. So what is there any other ventures that you're going to be partaking in? Anything that you are going to be coming up doing or anything?
Yes, alongside of the mixtape, my label, we worked on a movie that we shot late last year. We'll be releasing that. Also, I'm working on a clothing line myself. I'm working on merch. Mm. And just, like, trying to get more collabs. That's the goal for 21.
Hey, I ain't mad at all that, right. Man.
I like that.
Give it a Facebook and Twitter, everything where they can find you, Avenue.
Yes, on all social platforms, you can find me at the Asian A, TheAsianAe, and on TikTok it's One Asian A. Follow everywhere. Check out my new song Jump featuring my girl Erica Banks, and that's on every platform.
Now, how did that before we go? How did that Jump record come about? Like, do you guys know each other? Was it just through mutual networking? How did that come about?
So, actually, we were at Magic City at the same time on a Monday, the first Monday that we opened last year after the pandemic shutdown. And she was there with her new single, I think, Bus It. And then I was there just celebrating me being signed. And her label and my label somehow connected. And then next day, we were in the studio. And we actually have two records together. So, yes, I love Erica. I love her work ethic. I love Erica.
That's dope, man. That's dope.
All right. See, just networking casually. You never know who you'll meet.
Right. Exactly.
And before you go, can I have you give a drop to Chi-Town Urban Radio?
Yes. Y'all ready right now?
Go ahead.
Okay. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Asian 8, and I'm checked in right now with Chi-Town. Chi-Town Urban Radio. My bad. One more time.
Yeah, right there. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Asian A, and I'm checked in right now with Chi-Town Urban Radio. Urban Radio. Sorry, one more time.
Right there.
Okay. It's the tongue twisting of the words. Okay. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Asian A, and you checked in right now with Chi-Town Urban Radio. Let's get it.
Get it. Hey.
Third time the charm, that's what they say.
Definitely, man, definitely. Anything you want to say to your stalkers, your lovers, your supporters?
Shout out to Mermaid Gang. Shout out to everybody following, supporting, joining the wave. 2021, new things on the way. It's lit.
Definitely, man. Go ahead and introduce your record, Jump, and then we're going to go ahead and play it.
All right, this is my new single, Jump. It's going crazy everywhere. Check it out on every social platform and stream it. Let's go. Jumping This Light Water featuring my girl, Erica Banks.
Definitely, man. Asian A, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Definitely, man.
Thank you.
Hey, man. It's called Jump right here. We're about to break it right now on Chi-Town Urban Radio with the one and only DJ Malone.
And Shayla Marie.
Let's go!
Let's go, y'all. Enjoy y'all day.
Yeah. Crazy on the beat. I'ma do my dance like, I'ma do my dance like. Jump in this bed like, jump in this bed like. Come on, jump in this bed like, jump in this bed like. Come on, jump in this bed, it's water. Jump in this bed like Jordan. Jump in this bed like water. Jump in this bed, it's Jordan. Come on, jump in this bed like, jump in this bed like, jump in this bed like. Jump in this bed like, jump in this bed, it's water. Jump in this bed like Jordan. Jump in this bed like water. Jump in this bed like Jordan. Jump in this bed like it was a beach. I'ma mess up the sheets. It's a Titanic. Make a blow the cannon and hope we don't drown in the sea. Run at the caddy, it's true like confetti. I'm making this player so weak. Now it's on his face, I'ma let him. Then put that player to sleep. This a big booty, don't know what you're doing. You don't even know how to hold it. Aggressive boy, I wanna wrestle. I like when you flip me and fold me. This is a cash, don't get attached. You know my bed is chosen. Don't wanna love, just wanna touch. Don't be out buying me roses. Jump in this bed, it's golden. Jump in this bed like, jump in this bed like. Come on, jump in this bed like, jump in this bed like. Come on, jump in this bed, it's water. Jump in this bed like Jordan. Jump in this bed like water. Jump in this bed, it's Jordan. Come on, jump in this bed like, jump in this bed like. Jump in this bed like, jump in this bed like, jump in this bed, it's water.
jump in this bed like Jordan. Jump in this bed like water. Jump in this bed like Jordan. Jump in this young pussy. Yeah, I've been calling it your cousin. Hit on the top at the end of this cushion. Throw me slow, I don't like all that rushing. On your face and you been not record. I know you want me cause I been a freak. Fuck down a pipe, I've been having a leak. When he let out, I got y'all up in his teeth. Ayy, I'm in the truth and they knew it. Yeah, what I say, he gon' do it. Ayy, yo, he gon' to the music. Told on me quick and he blew it. Ayy, yeah, this little poop influence. I know he want it real. Ayy, beat on it to kill. Ayy, on me is a skill.
Got him jumping in it like Jumanji. Got him running, he just keep on going. The bench beat me at the Bendy. Zingo buy me Fendi. Running for his money. I need repetition. Chilling while you licking water. Blur his vision. Spinning water tip. Watch it like an effing when I put the clip in. Feeling like Pacific when he put his kind of litty. And I'm too sedity. Get it from the center like a quarterback. Probably pay the 50. I need more than that. Tell him give it deep. Give him heart attack. Lick him in his eyes when he in the back. Smack it down. Playing with a set. That bitch having mouth. She got Hellcat. He ain't fell back. Put your toe. Getting a toss of contact.
Jump in his bed like. Jump in his bed like.
Come on,
jump in this bed like jump in this bed like
come on,
jump in this bed, it's water.
Ooh.
Jump in this bed like Jordan. Jump in this bed like water.
Ooh.